Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for the GizWiz is brought to you by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com.
It's time for the GizWiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 1480, recorded Thursday, August 7th, 2014. Plunger Punch.
Help support Twit with your Amazon purchases. Visit twit.tv/Amazon, click on the Amazon banner, and shop as usual. It doesn't cost you anything, and it helps support Twit. That's twit.tv/Amazon, and we thank you for your support.
And now, get ready for Dick!
On this episode of the GizWiz, we have bathroom supplies, food supplies, lighting supplies. It's amazing! All next!
It's the same dumb show with Dickie D.
And OMG, Chad.
TV. It's time for the GizWiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease.
A nerd pathology.
Rows and rows of USBs. Growing, glowing LEDs. It's ready for the GizWiz now.
Now! I hope you're ready for this fantastic episode of the GizWiz. And here he is, the man himself, Mad's maddest writer, Dickie DiBartolo. How you doing?
I'm good. How about you, sir?
I have been looking forward to this day all week.
Okay. Do you know something I don't know?
No, you know. Last week you teased that I would be very excited about the newest Mad magazine.
Yes.
And
I
had a suspicion on what it is, and I have just been so tickled over what you guys did. Thank you, first.
Oh, you're welcome.
So in this issue of Mad Magazine, there, and it's even on the front page, Shark Tank. Make sure you check out Shark Tank in here. There's a really good comic about the Shark Tank series. Starts off with
except
this.
We call it Snark Tank
Snark
since they
Tank.
Like to, you know.
Right.
Kind of rat each other out.
Right, because they're just full of snarkiness.
Exactly.
And turn the page. Da, 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 da. Who is this red-haired fellow who is showing
and
off?
And I'm your assistant in the first panel. I'm your assistant.
You are. You're there, Dickie D. And it even says, hi. Hi, snarks. My name is Chad Johnson. In this fast-paced world, busy people must make every second count. That's why I've made the Wizard Breakfast Maker. It'll be a winner in 90 seconds. This Marvel brews coffee, scrambles eggs, fries bacon, and makes toast. So, snarks, let's get perking on a sizzling deal and have a taste of my simple breakfast. But I'll let you guys read the rest. It doesn't quite go over, but you can see some people might be throwing up right there. But it's a solid business proposition is all I have to say. So
did you go to the final page?
You know, I haven't actually. Someone tweeted me this, the large page with where I'm on it a bunch of times. I didn't even know that I continued on. I thought that was the end
of
the comic.
Yes, you continued on. Yeah.
Oh,
with
my.
Right.
Should I? What?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It's an all-Twit issue.
It is an all-Twit issue. On this last and final page, look who shows up. The big man himself, Leo.
And Lisa.
Hi, I'm Leo. Oh, wow. You've ridiculed our idea of producing bandages. There's Lisa. Wow. I had no idea.
So the final panel is that they came back.
Oh, my gosh. They came back.
After being trashed by the snark. Well, I won't spoil the kind of ending.
Wow.
It's no big deal. But anyway, yeah, so we're all in it. Lisa, Leo, me, OMG Chad is the October issue. And if you're playing the What the Heck Is It, that we'll talk about at the end of the show, this is the prize. And it's on sale now. The on sale date is next week, but I noticed Barnes & Noble put it out today.
Oh, wow.
And some subscribers already have their copies. So you can look for the big yellow cover with Alfred and the watermelon. and it's in there.
This is so amazing. This is oh my gosh. And they sell Mads right across the street at the Petaluma Market. And every single like time I'm going to go over there and buy something and just be like, should I buy this Mad magazine or not?
Oh, this guy looks just like me.
That's so funny. Oh my gosh. Look at this person who has my name and my hair. That's weird.
And
I guess
my
I'll
likeness.
Just leave this open here on the table and walk away. It's gosh.
Trust me, I've done that.
So amazing.
Great.
Very cool. Wow. I need to buy 50 of these of this edition.
Okay. Do you remember maybe you're too young for the Poseidon Adventure?
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, wow, you are young. Poseidon Adventure was one of the big disaster movies, and it was where a ship turns over. And I wrote the takeoff on that called the Poop Side Down Adventure, you know, because ships have a poop deck. And Irwin Allen, who produced the movie, wrote Bill Gaines, the publisher, and said, is it possible to buy 100 copies?
Yeah.
And have the writer and artist autograph each one of them.
All of them. Wow.
All of them, which he wanted to give to everybody who was involved in the movie. So.
Wow. Wow. That's pretty
amazing.
So
it's fun.
Yeah. I will cherish this issue for a very, very, very long time. Forever.
I know. But the thing is, when you said, where's that issue of Mad? In the long shot, I saw Jeff taking it out of the trash. So I'm just not quite sure.
In the big studio shot before the show, he may have made a mistake or two.
I think it was jealousy. I think Jeff said, I don't see my name in this trash.
Right. Absolutely. Next, when we do Poop Side Down Adventure 2, we'll make sure that Jeff Jeff has a leading role in it. Absolutely.
Exactly.
Well, that's great. Have you been up to anything else this week?
Went and got my boat. You know, last week we talked about the barnacles and everything.
Yeah.
So I went up river at 20 miles an hour and came back at 38.2 miles an hour.
Wow.
So barnacles are not our friends.
Yeah. Wow. It made a huge difference.
Huge difference. Yeah. Almost. There it is.
There's the before.
Yeah, boy, Josh is really on the ball today.
Yeah.
Oh, no, actually, Josh is just finding the pictures that I said, could you find them last week? And he just found them.
He just got them. Yeah, that was the before, and then it's kind of amazing. You know, here's the after image. That's kind of big improvement.
It really did. It made my boat not only go faster, look faster, and for some reason, there's more room in the cabin.
I think it's gone beyond reality an artist rendering.
Yes, it has. It's that new artist rendering anti-fouling thing.
Yeah, exactly. Wow, they really did a good job.
And the guy who brought his sailboat in, his boat looks just like that too. And was he surprised?
Absolutely, man. I don't know what are you going to expect next time. You need to just change a hubcap or something on it.
Yeah,
absolutely. Cool. So let's go ahead and jump in to our first gadgets.
Let's do some gadgets. Incandescent bulbs are history. They no longer manufactured after the first of this year.
Wow.
So people have switched to compact fluorescents.
I'm
going to
tell that to my kids, you know.
Yes.
Like, and my grandmother talks about how she grew up with, with a wick lantern. There's a type of fuel that they would use.
Kerosene?
Kerosene lantern. And that just blew my mind as a child, that was all they had. And that's what I'm going to be telling my kids is, until I was 20, we grew up with where we would take a thin wire and run electricity through it until it glowed so hot that it produced light.
Yeah.
That's what we used to do.
Thank you, Thomas Edison Jr.
Yeah.
You've learned a lot from your father, from your dad.
Yeah.
So anyway, their incandescent's gone. CFL's here. And fortunately, LEDs are coming in, which are even more efficient than CFLs. The thing about them is they have kind of a yucky, especially CFLs, have a terrible bluish glow. And so I'm going to show you a video of a gadget that can change that. So here it is.
Dick DiBartolo, Mads Minister, and the GizWiz with another One Take Theater here on Twit. You know, on my website, gizwiz.biz, I play a game called What the Heck Is It? Where I show a gadget and people guess what it is. I was going to use this, but I was afraid people would guess only one thing.
Yeah.
Especially with the packaging and everything. Yeah, it does look like a thing you put icing into ice cakes. All right, actually, these are, contrary to what you think, these are Moody's. Now, what are
Still don't
Moody's?
Know if you're helping the case.
I'm glad you asked. You did ask, right? Okay. Moody's are a way to change the kind of ugly light put out by compact fluorescence. Case in point. Isn't that flattering? And to a much lesser extent, by LED lights. LED lights are getting to look better and better and coming
that
out
Cree
in soft
brand
LED.
Is a great brand.
Cree
and
is
so
great.
Moody's slide over either one of these bulbs, but not an incandescent bulb. Anybody know why? Why would it not go over an incandescent bulb?
Too hot.
We'll ask this man standing there.
It's too hot.
It gets too hot, exactly, and Woo! It would melt these.
And the man in the studio knew too.
Yeah, other two bulbs.
They're called Moody's,
take up
not
so
Melty's.
Little power. They don't get hot. So let's open a Moody's and Moody's this. Okay, I've never opened one before, so we'll see. Oh, pretty straightforward.
Looks like a microphone.
Okay,
cover.
Light without the Moody, and now, I guess actually. Yeah, you just slide it on. Oh, I see. It sort of takes a shape. And...
dun, da, da, da.
All right. So it comes in 8 different colors. Strangely enough, I thought that they would make kind of a translucent one so that it would disguise... I think the bulbs look so ugly, this curly Q thing. Now, I know you have a lampshade on it, and you probably won't see the bulb. But I think just a plain translucent one would sort of make
it's white.
Give it a much nicer, natural kind of light. But they come in all different colors over on the company website. And the website is by Moody's, Moodies, bymoodies.com. They sell, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. All right, so they have 8 of them. You can buy the rainbow pack for $19.99, but they expect them to be in stores where they'll be about $4 each. So they are called Moody's, and again, they go over compact fluorescent lights, and they go over LED lights to change the bulb to a different color. I think it's a pretty good idea. Dick DiBartolo, Mads Madest Rider. I'm in the Moody for light. Bye. Don't go away. Turns out our cameraman, Dennis Wunderland, said that the yellow does not look good. Okay. So we're going to change it to a pink. And I forgot to mention, these are silicone. But again, did I have it up here? Oh, you know what? On their website, which is, let me look at, bymoodies.com, they say that the colors are just $3 each on the website. And they actually have a retail store in the Los Angeles area. So if you live in L.A., you could check it out. If not, just look at buymoodies.com. All right, so we're going to change it from pink, from yellow, to a pink one. Remember, not on incandescent bulbs.
Or LEDs, halogen bulbs. Or, not halogen especially.
Compact fluorescent like this one here.
That's
that
kind of magical.
Is that a better kind of mood? You know, in the old days, they used to say the GizWiz performance was incandescent. Nowadays, they say his performance is LED, limited entertainment diversion. And they're right. Dick DiBartolo, the Gizwiz, Mads Maddest Rider. Bye.
That's really cool.
And they're especially kind of fun.
If you have an area, a room of your house, like maybe your children's room, that you want to color a certain color, blue or something like that.
Yeah.
A night light. This would be great for a night light.
Yes, you can change them instantly.
That's really neat.
Yeah. And the interesting thing I read later on the website is that they hold their shape, even though they're rolled up in the package, or it said you could roll them up anywhere. Well, we'll try it. That as soon as you let them go, they're right. As soon as you let it go, it pops back into that little cover balloon shape.
That is really neat.
Yeah, they're pretty neat.
That's really cool. The packaging looks a little different on the website.
I believe the packaging, I think that packaging is the old packaging. I think they actually changed the shape of them, and that the one I'm holding here in my hand is the new one.
That's cool.
So, yeah. So, Moody's.
Moody's. I really like that. It's simple and inexpensive, and you can get really creative with your lighting.
You can.
And on top of that, the Moody stays around even if a light burns out. So if you were to buy like a purple light that was wrapped in something that if the light burnt out, you wouldn't have it anymore. But you can keep the Moody's around from light to light, which is kind of nice.
That's pretty, Claire. Yeah, you're more than just a pretty face.
There's space in this head that's filled with matter, and it's gray.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so this looks like an ordinary...
Flashlight.
Looks like an ordinary.
Sorry. What is this supposed to look like?
An ordinary flashlight. All right, only from certain angles.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. You shouldn't ask the guy who's already read the rundown.
Okay. That's right. All right. So this is from Champ, and it's called the Champ Survival Sidekick, the 8-in-1 multi tool for the car. And I was going to go out on the street and break some windows, you know, just to try it out. And
make sure it works,
Yeah, I know. But then, you know, New Yorkers, they're
this is
like,
my property.
Yeah, you broke my windshield.
There's
you
laws.
Cut my... Yeah, I know. So God. What I did is I just thought we'd show this 1 minute little fact video from the company. And there might be audio on it, I'm not sure.
I don't think there is.
Oh,
there's... Okay, so this is pretty neat. So it's a flashlight.
Right. Oh, it's a blinker. It's magnetic.
But it's magnetic.
Oh, wow.
So you can stick it on the car and have the blinker, the red blinker going. If you need to get out of the car quickly, there's a seatbelt cutter. There's a windshield and window breaker. But wait, there's more. There is there's a small built-in battery.
Oh, wow.
There's a USB port for charging cell phones. And in case the little built-in battery, I forgot it. How much is in the battery? I'm looking here. It's 550 milliamps in the built-in battery. But the handle folds out. And then you have a crank job.
Wow.
So you can keep your mobile phone going as you're talking in an emergency. And it's under $25.
That is really fascinating.
Yeah, I think it's pretty good. They make a deluxe one. I think it's almost twice the price. Oh, yeah, the compass. Is
tiny little compass.
Yeah. You know, hopefully you'll have... I mean, if you need to know which way north is, I think this will do the job for you.
Right.
But it's not going to show you where the nearest Italian restaurant is. But chances are you'll have your GPS or your phone with you.
Right.
But they do make a deluxe version, and I think it's either $50 or $60. It's almost the same size, but it has a built-in NOAA weather radio.
Oh, wow.
So you could also check that out.
Yeah, it's $49.99.
Oh, $49. Okay. Right. So it's twice the price. This is $24.99, and the other is $49.99. And they look similar. They are available in black or in white. But they seem reasonable for the amount of gadgets you get. And I've never owned the car, but I've been told many times that breaking a car window if you're on the inside have no tools.
Yes. On top of that, even if you get it to crack, it's safety glass, so it will crack, but then it'll still stay together. So you need something that either is made out of some sort of hardened porcelain or something that has a function to break through that safety glass. And you can't just use your fist. You can't even use like a normal hammer in many cases. So
yeah, I think you need something with a point on it.
Right.
So that's what this has, and then it has a protective cap over it.
Right.
So, and that will just shatter so do it, look away, but the window will just leave the car in a billion pieces, but you can get out.
Yeah, so, absolutely. Yeah. And the safety
seatbelt.
Yeah, the seatbelt is, I think, more if like the seatbelt's caught and you need to cut yourself free, if the car is going
in an accident and somehow you're trapped in there.
Right.
And it does look like from the video that you need a fair amount of strength.
Yeah, and time. To cut through that seatbelt. Yeah.
But again, the blade here is recessed in so that if you reach into the glove compartment, it's nowhere near the blade.
Yeah.
So it looks like it is fairly well engineered for the price and something that, if you travel a lot by car, is worth having in the glove compartment. Yeah. And it's a flashlight. Finally,
it works as a flashlight. It's just a hand-powered flashlight that'll never run out of battery. On top of that, it has a battery built in, so you can charge anything off a USB. Like, that's cool enough, and it's only $25.
$25, and it comes with a USB cable. You'll need your own charger cable for your phone because there are 9 million different ways to charge your phone. But it comes with the cable that you can recharge the flashlight from any, from your computer, hook it up to an AC plug, and then
there's a lot of features built in here. This is, I think, definitely worth $25.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So there you go, from Champ, and I have their website address on my website because they make all sorts of safety equipment.
If it isn't Champ, it's second place.
Wow, let's sell them that.
I know. Yeah, I would like royalties on that.
Yeah. That's exactly. So we had a lamp, and we had a champ, and I have nothing to rhyme for the third gadget.
Wait, let me think.
Has to do with food.
We got a vamp
bit. Okay. Oh, well, okay. We have a lamp and a clamp, and now we're going to vamp.
Till the end of the show.
to the end of the show. Okay, as seen on TV.
Oh.
Gadget. These have been around for years. They sort of faded away for a while, but Wild Hog has brought back the spinning pasta fork.
When it's too difficult.
Yeah. So let's just see how that little guy actually works in real life.
Dick DeBartolo, Mads Medestrider, and the Gizwiz dining al fresco outdoors.
Al Fresco lives right upstairs from me.
Is the amazing twirling spaghetti fork. Because twirling is a better way to eat spaghetti. I wonder if my parents knew that. When my father came over from Sicily, did he say, twirling is the best way to eat pasta? Okay, it says, eating pasta has never been more fun. Battery operated, dishwasher safe. The metal prong end is dishwasher safe. So I've never tried this. So we have pasta here. And there's a little on-off switch here. And all right, there. All right. So I've not tried this before. Actually, the fork is a little awkward. It's sort of, it's sort of funny is because every time you get the fork to be the right way to
ready, you just got to shove it in the pasta, I think.
This is a... Oh, okay. All right, and...
Jeff Needles might be ordering one right now.
No.
Oh.
Wait a minute. This is... All right, You know what? This is a riot. Can you see this? I guess you can see it. We're videotaping it. It's like... It goes on the fork, and as you come up,
It leaves the pasta in the dish.
The fork.
So it looks like you have to stop the motor.
And
oh, there you go. Yes. Now put it in your mouth.
Now
go.
You know what? Oh, you know what? I guess what you have to do. This is really going to be annoying. I guess what you do is you twist it on the fork. Then you shut it off. That's how you do it. And then you eat it.
There you go.
Okay?
So Jeff already ordered one.
To be honest with you, we just took this out of the refrigerator, so it's ice cold, so I'm not going to eat it. So that's now I see how you work it. So you put it in, twist it around, shut the fork.
Shut the fork off.
Shut the fork. And
then you eat it, okay? And it would be nice. That it would be infinitely better if this were a push button, okay?
Or so a little bit larger, or in a spot that your finger actually
it's unwinding pasta. Unwinding pasta is nearly not as much fun as winding up pasta. If this were a little push button, that would really be great. And, you know, I'm sure it's designed mainly for kids. On Amazon, most people said their kids love it. There were 27 reviews on Amazon, and it got about 3.5 stars out of 5. And I'll put the link for the cheapest place. When I started looking, all I could find was $12 and $5 shipping, which is ridiculous. $19 for this. Then I found the place on Amazon. It's about $8.10 or so.
41 cents
now. Amazon Prime shipping. So what would I give this? For an adult, you're not going to want to do this. And the dishwasher safe thing. Dishwasher safe, the metal prong end only. Pull directly out. So let's...
There it goes.
Okay. Oh, okay. All right, I got the picture now. This goes in the dishwasher. This has batteries in it. There's a little unscrew place here. It takes two double A's. And... push it back in. Rating as a gag gift, it's just fine. To really eat with...
as a real gift, you might get it returned.
Not yet. So there it is, the twirling spaghetti fork from Hog Wild.
That is pretty... the only other thing I could think of was to be used for is someone who has mobility concerns.
You know what? One or two people, there are 29 reviews. I think it got like 3.5 stars out of 5. One or two people said people who had trouble eating or holding utensils, this helped there. Most people said it as a gag gift. It was great. Someone had a good idea. Give it and a box of spaghetti as a, you know, tie them together and give it as a gift.
Perfect.
And I'm looking at it here and you can see that they evidently realized pasta falling off was a problem.
Yeah.
So the tines are not straight out. They sort of bend over at the end to help hold the pasta in. And if that little, the little click on switch is, it's kind of, it's not exactly hard to do, but if it were a little push button, it'd be a lot, you know, just let go of the button, eat, push the button again. But for under... what did you say the current price?
So we've looked. We also looked in, and there's one for $7.93 currently. Fulfillment through Amazon. This is one of the Amazon partner marketplaces. And then there's another one for $7.20. But then if you're just on Amazon, oops, I thought I had it, but it's just it's $0.41, $8.41.
Okay, and free shipping, right?
And free shipping, yes.
But not Amazon Prime.
Yes, Amazon Prime.
Oh, yeah. Okay, good. Yeah.
So
all right,
well, then we found it as inexpensive as $7.93 with Amazon Prime shipping.
Wow, you did better than me.
Yeah. So we have discovered Jeff is perfect for finding the. Finding the deals. And he bought one already from your demo. You said it was made for children, perfect for children. Jeff jumped right on.
You know
on.
What? This will keep him occupied, I'd say, for a good month and a half.
I think so.
Okay. Oh, look. I'll do it with yogurt now.
Every time that he starts asking about a raise, I'll just throw some pasta his way, hand him a fork. He'll be entertained, yeah, yeah. And he'll forget that we're talking about, you know, salary stuff.
Absolutely.
Great.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's pretty hilarious, and I think that's a good gag gift. Very good gag gift.
A good gag gift.
Yeah, well, I actually, coming up, we'll have My Crappy Corner, and we have an in-studio warehouse. But first, first we have to thank you, actually, in fact, all of our wonderful listeners. If you want to help support our show, there's a very easy and inexpensive way for you to help support us. Go to twit.tv/Amazon, and there on the right-hand side of the page is a banner that you can click through, and you'll be at Amazon. But what happens is anything that you buy on Amazon, a very small amount of the profits will go back to us so you can support the show. This doesn't change any prices on Amazon. You're shopping just as you were before, but a small percentage of the profits do head our way. It's a very simple and easy way to help support the show. It helps us keep the lights on. If you just remember before you make your next Amazon purchase to click through that banner. And everyone knows the price selection, the shipping on Amazon. Everything is really, really great with Amazon. So, and most of our links to all of the products that we talk about are Amazon links, just because it's the staple. It's the go-to thing to buy stuff on the internet. So before you buy your next thing off of Amazon, if you go to twit.tv/Amazon, click through that banner. There's even UK and Canada links as well, if that's where you happen to be located. That helps us out. And we thank you for your support of the Gizwiz and Twit. So now...
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for...
You don't need it, but you might want it at Chad's Crappy Corner.
So...
Well, you remember we had the straw poll.
We had the straw poll.
The viewers and listeners said they wanted August to be all... Home improvement gadgets.
Can't believe that won over pets.
Is that a cement mixer?
So what this is, home improvement gadgets, we're going to start off with something that will improve your home every single day. A
butter churner.
It's actually a plunger. You know, you use every once in a while, toilet gets clogged, and the easiest tool to fix that is a plunger.
I've been using the pasta fork.
Oh, well, that automatic spin in action would probably help out an awful lot.
But it doesn't have a long enough handle.
Dennis doesn't mind, right? Dennis is the one that cleans out.
Has to do it, but yeah.
So this is actually a gadget that I bought myself, although I didn't bring my plunger into the Twit Brick House. As you can see, we just opened this one brand new. This is made by Rubbermaid, and the coolest part of this is this has a technology called hydrophobicness. It's a hydrophobic plunger. Which English is not my first language, folks. I'm sorry to say. It's a hydrophobic plunger. So let me, I have a few things to show this off.
You have some hydrophobic back there that we can use it with?
I have some hydro right here with me that we can pour onto the plunger. So normally a normal plunger, you put it in, you pull it out, and the plunger is all wet. That's just how normal things work. Well, this plunger, whenever we pour anything onto it, it actually just falls right off of the plunger. So you can see me pouring all sorts of water onto the plunger. And now it's dry again.
This is the plunger won't fit in the pitcher, will it?
No. Well, okay. Well, it won't.
No, I was just wondering if you put it in water.
Yeah. So we can fill up this bucket here with all the water.
Okay.
Just pour all the water onto the plunger.
So the object is no matter what, nothing adheres to it.
Yeah, basically nothing adheres to this plunger. We have another bucket of water. Obviously the handle isn't the same story. This handle part right here is not hydrophobic. But we can dunk this plunger in water. You can see me moving that around. And you pull it out. And it's dry. Completely dry.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy? Now, it doesn't just, I mean, hydrophobic, basically it'll take liquids and make sure that it repels right off of the surface. But you can do this with a few other things. So,
if a person is hydrophobic, does that mean you're scared of water? You're terrified of water?
It actually does. Yeah.
Okay.
I think if you have hydrophobia, yes.
It's a feature and an illness.
You'd be scared. And it also says right here on the packaging that it repels water and other things. Repels
okay,
water.
That's what I was worried
and
about.
Other things.
Are we going to do the other things demo?
We do. So this is the other things demo.
Oh, thank gosh. I didn't know quite how you... Okay.
Right. So we have, just some regular household condiments. So we're just going to place this ketchup right on top. Don't know if you can see this. There you go.
Don't miss.
And it will slide.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Right off.
And it is amazing the millions of people who have trouble with ketchup on their plungers.
You would think that this would be solved, but not. So actually, the ketchup is actually more sticky than any other thing that we've used before. We actually hadn't hit it with ketchup before.
Okay.
It might have to do with the acidicness of ketchup. We also have yellow mustard here.
Okay.
Squirt some yellow mustard on. We tried it with sriracha sauce, and then we also tried it with chocolate syrup. Now, the chocolate syrup was a little bit graphic, so we decided not to do the chocolate syrup. It's funny. These two condiments are, like, the stickiest things. Can we go get the sriracha? But just by kind of washing it off with make sure the water kind of cleeps it off. Yeah, wow, this is definitely the stickiest, do you think it's because it's so acidic, Burke?
It's so thick.
Well, the chocolate sauce was great,
I think did you buy ketchup for plungers? Because
I don't think
there's ketchup for hamburgers, and then there's that new Heinz ketchup for plungers, which you might have accidentally.
Ketchup with glue. So, here's some chocolate syrup.
Okay. Do you have paper cups there for the staff when this is all done?
We're going to give this as a punch later
Plunger punch.
Plunger punch is what we're going to call it. But yeah, you can see, there's a few little pieces of residue left. It's pretty.
Okay.
I think it's just the fact that it's a plunger that makes it so
disgusting. It's tasteful.
But yeah, does it taste good? I'm not gonna try that out.
So the black part of the handle is not
anti-hydrophobic. No,
ketchup,
it's not hydrophobic.
Mustard hating.
No.
Stuff. Okay.
But I've had one of these in my house, and it's been pretty awesome. As a plunger, it works just as you would expect a plunger to work, which is pretty good. So yeah, that's the hydrophobic plunger from Rubbermaid. They worked with here, just hand it to me. From Neverwet. Neverwet. I actually had seen YouTube videos of Neverwet, and they even sell a spray, which
I think ducks use that a lot.
They do. That's where they stole it from. They took the patents away from the ducks. A unique Neverwet coating is affected by the natural oils in skin and touching. The protective coating may impact product performance. Not compatible with some low-flow toilets. It's not compatible with some low-flow toilets, apparently.
I don't know about that.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
And what does this guy cost?
This, I've bought a few. I think it's around $20. Let me actually find the correct Amazon. The current Amazon listing has this for a single plunger is $12.97. And you can also get a two-pack of plungers just in case you one plunger doesn't satisfy your plunging needs for $18.99.
Wow. That's a rap singer, isn't it? Two-pack plunger?
Two-pack of plunger. Yeah. He's in another septic system far, far away at this point. But yes. But yeah.
That's very funny.
I didn't realize that oil's in my skin. I wonder, I think mustard is its natural enemy, we found out, because everything else worked except that there's still like a yellow stain from the mustard.
Wow.
That's the one issue it's ever had.
You found the kryptonite.
Yeah, I found the kryptonite of this plunger.
Of the plunger world.
It's that yellow stain. But wow. You can see all the other products that we've thrown at this plunger. It's pretty amazing. The first time that you dunk it in water and it comes out completely dry. Anyway, that is the Rubbermaid Never Wet Hydrophobic Plunger. I bought mine in an actual physical store like a Home Depot or Lowe's. And so they're around in stores if you see this packaging for the Rubbermaid Never Wet Plunger.
And you used it in a real situation?
I have used it in real situations.
Oh, okay.
That is true.
Okay.
That is true. Without revealing too much information.
No, real situation is good.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm glad to know that you have inside plumbing now, because that's good, too.
Yeah, this bucket was getting a little old, I got to say.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah. So now it is time for Dick's Gadget Warehouse. I'm leaving.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
So we have something new today. We're not going to my gadget warehouse. We don't even have a viewer video for the second time in Gizwiz show history. We have a live in studio gadget warehouse guest.
So we have moved sets and we are on the breaking news set now. This is how advanced the show is going. And your name is?
Brandon.
Brandon, yeah. Great to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
So what was this original project?
So I got a job with Keysight Technologies, which used to be Agilent, which used to be HP.
Okay.
So it's the original HP's testing measurement group. So oscilloscopes, RF analyzers, that type of thing.
Perfect.
And so I got a job with them as an intern in the summer.
Okay.
And they wanted me to automate some of their processes. I can't tell you exactly what it is for competitive reasons, but...
This black machine was the result of that.
Yes, it's a robotic arm.
That is cool.
Yeah, it was awesome. You know, I got the lotto ticket for internships.
Yeah. Very cool. So there's a few things that you can demo for us?
Yeah, I can demo. Well, I have keyboard control working, so I can spin it back and forth. And
oh, wow. You're just using WASD, but then a few others like E and R to
close the grippers.
For the grippers and stuff like that.
And I put it relaxed.
Okay. And wow.
Yeah. I've opened it up. I can send it some commands to do some things for it. So we'll put it into what I call a tense pose.
Tense pose.
Let's see. Oh, I got to upload it first.
Of course. So, and then how many like servos are... Is it servos that's running this? Is this some other type of motor? Whoa!
Yeah.
That is way neat.
It's Dynamixel servos. You can actually buy this online if you so are inclined. It's only $600.
Oh, that's for your own robotic arm.
And let's see. And it's from Trosten Robotics.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So now it's going to try to pick up this. This pin. That is so cool. And this was a pre...
Fail.
It's fine,
Now he's looking away. He's depressed. Now he's depressed.
Now these are like predefined motions.
Yeah.
How long does it take to program something like that? So like a few hours?
Well, I've been spending all summer on getting the software, but most of it's already out there. You just have to find it. The controller is Arduino, and... The software I'm running it for running it by keyboard is all Python and Pygame.
Oh wow!
So it's
and this is all laser cut
it comes as
custom.
A kit.
Oh, okay, got it.
Comes as a kit and you just put it together and it took me about 2-3 days straight putting it together.
Wow, this is way better than Legos. I gotta say, Jeff. Sorry.
Yeah, but can it pick up pasta?
Yeah. How does it do with a pasta fork?
I think you can do pasta. Maybe even pick up a plunger.
Okay, good. Good.
That way you don't actually have to touch it.
Good. Very good. And so, what is this?
So that's the camera. So far, my project is computer vision. I can extract images from equipment.
Wow. Okay.
And,
very cool.
Read the equipment. Oh.
It goes.
Oh, it's signing Chad's name on
a chip. Yeah, it is. Forging signatures. It's that's very neat. And so what application would this be used for? Like in putting chips on stuff or?
More for replacing technicians who are putting equipment to for tests and that type of thing.
Right, right. Very neat. Nope.
Man. It picks up after itself.
Yeah, it does. It does. It'll move it back. And now, is this R2-D2 yours? Or is that was that Jeff who showed
I think
that
it's Jeff.
He put a
droid with a droid.
Yeah, put a droid with a droid. Wow, this is very neat. Is there any place that people could find out more information on this? Or websites or tutorials?
Like Trossen Robotics would be Trossen your best Robotics? Bet if you wanted to work on it yourself. And look up robotics boards because the guy named Ferguson wrote a lot of software libraries for this that you can put together. And quite a bit of fun once you get into it.
Right. And so it's it looks like, you know, I can see what's on your computer. There's a lot of different sort of workspaces open. How plug and play is this now? Is it mostly
you need to be a programmer.
You need to be a programmer.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Not quite there yet.
Right.
I wanted.
Right. Not quite open up an app, tell it to go here and then like hit a button. It's more like a few lines of code.
Exactly.
Yeah. Very neat. Very neat. Wow.
Yeah.
Anything else do you want to plug? Twitter?
No.
Perfect.
I do have a Twitter account, Brandon Anderson, but I'm not really on it.
That's fine. Yeah. Well, thanks so much, Brandon, for showing this off. This is way cool.
I should plug that. I go to San Jose State, so.
Perfect.
Go Spartans.
Perfect. Perfect. And you just happened to be here. Literally, he was just watching the show and said, you know, I have a robotic arm in my car. Do you want me to go grab it? And we were like, yes, please do. That is way neat. Way neat. Perfect. Well, thank you so much, Brandon.
Thank you for having me on.
Of course. Thanks so much. And I guess now it's time for the letter. And I'm going to leave. Thanks, Brandon.
All right. Thank you.
But you know what? Before I read the letter, I want to remind people we don't always have a studio guest with something neat from their car trunk. So if you want to make a video for us, I'll shoot a 2 to 3 minute video. No more than 3 minutes is good. With my favorite gadget of all time, I bought a piece of crap. I invented this, or our favorite, my gadget warehouse. A gadget that you have laying in the basement of the attic and for years and you just can't throw it out. Make the little video, put it on YouTube, and send us the link at gizwiz@twit.tv. Like Brennan, you can. Brennan will get an autographed copy of the Mad Magazine we showed earlier.
We need to get your information to ship some stuff to you.
Yeah, exactly.
Give us a big thumbs up.
And he has to email me with some websites and one or two sentences about his project.
We got Jeff Needles on the job.
He'll
make sure to tackle him before.
Good. So do that. Send us the videos. And now the letter comes from, let me see his name here. Oh, Robert Bloom writes, I just watched the Gizwiz show. When I saw the gyroscope toy, I remember a couple of weeks ago we did a gyroscope toy that you could build a robot. I think it was called Gyro Robot. You could build
the robot could walk
across a piece of string.
Right.
It had a battery-operated gyroscope in it. So he said, I just watched the Gizwiz show with the gyroscope toy, and I thought you might like this. I have a great idea for an invention. And I need feedback if you think it's a good Kickstarter project. Recently, my wife told me she can no longer wear heels because she's afraid of falling. She has a lot of shoes with heels. Now she wants to replace them with flats. And I now see dollar signs.
Yeah.
Here's my idea. A beanie cap with a gyroscope on top. To keep old people like my wife from falling over. If you guys want to run with this get rich quick scheme, it's yours. I just want $1.
Oh, wow. Just a whole dollar for every product?
I think we need to get Jeff Needles on this.
He's saying no. Here, Jeff, what 50 cents is offering in return.
All right. Okay.
We could capitalize on this because beanies? I mean, you could do like a purse.
Gyroscopic beanies is not bad.
Gyroscopic backpack.
You could run down hills real fast and you think you're going to fall over and your gyroscope beanie would stand you right back up. Yeah, like that.
Absolutely.
You could be the model for it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Here's Chad falling down a regular hill.
Right.
Now look at Chad.
Oh, no, my head.
Yes. And now look at Chad with gyro beanie.
Yeah.
Oh, he's still falling down.
Yeah. He just falls chin first instead of face first.
But he didn't get hurt.
No. Mm-mm.
It's gyro beanie.
I think that.
How much would you pay for gyro beanie?
Oh, gyro beanie.
$5 million? $4 million? XXXX.
At least my retirement. At least.
It's just $999.
Wow.
Plus $5,000 shipping.
If you order now, you'll get a second one almost free.
Yes, just pay another $5,000 for shipping, and you'll get two gyro beanies.
This is a great idea. I don't. And then, who likes to spill their cup? We could have the gyro cup that you'll always have to drink like this. It's a gyroscope.
This is
not going to move.
This is good.
It's gyroscope. That's how gyroscopes work.
Robert, you really have our minds thinking. We're thinking. This is not an invention, Robert. This is
everything.
This is a line of toys.
Yes.
Gyro shoes.
Yes. Yes.
Gyro roller skates. I can't skate, but my gyro roller skates.
When you knock your pin holder over and all the pins go, gyro pins. I think this is great.
They stand right back up
right back up.
Is there a gyro to keep the show together?
No.
This show will all... No.
No. Mm-hmm. Okay, never mind.
Sorry. Yeah.
There is a limit to man's imagination, and we have exceeded that limit.
When it comes to the Gizwiz, I'm sorry. We are fresh out of ideas.
Fresh out of ideas. Exactly.
But make sure that you send your idea to make sure that you get this copy. It's an exclusive, folks. There will not be another Mad Magazine with Leo, Lisa, myself, and Dickie D inside of its covers until at least a month or two. So you should head on over to gizwiz.biz and play What the Heck Is It game. If you're a cheapo and don't want to buy one yourself, you head on over. There's a nice little area right on the side if you can't find the URL. And then you have to guess, what is this gadget? It is the whole gadget. And
correct.
It's pretty obvious to me that this is a new way of holding your shampoo in the shower. You have two levels there, so you can set your shampoo on either level. And that area on the back, so you haven't attached it to the wall yet, but normally it'll stick right on out into the shower area to make sure that you're always accessible. Shelf is right there. It's
nice,
obvious.
Nice.
Obvious. Yes. Yep.
We should have an inventive show because, we're just coming up with great stuff.
I'm telling you, there's no reason not to make that.
Exactly.
But you should submit your idea at gizwiz.biz. And there are 12 autographed issues of this magazine. It'll have Dickie D's signature on it, just like this one. Except it won't say to Chad. It might say to someone else. But this is what you're looking for. It'll even have how to subscribe to Extra Mad magazines later as free of charge. Oh, I just lost. That was my bookmark. One second. There we go. Okay. There are 24 Mad magazines for those awesome, silly, clever fantastical answers if you want to be clever with it. And also, make sure that you subscribe to the show at twit.tv/gizwiz. There you'll find links to all the different versions, iTunes, Zune, Marketplace, YouTube, everything that you could possibly want to subscribe to the show and catch more. And anything else we need to plug?
Boy, no, I think we've done it all.
I think we've done it all. I'll make sure to catch us again live. We're now on Thursdays at around 4:30 Pacific. That's about 7:30 Eastern. And we'll see you next week.
I'll be here.